Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, well, I love Acts chapter 2. I mean, loves Acts chapter 2. All right, you can be seated. We're going to read a little bit. And just a little while, we're going to pray some more because I love to pray. And another Dale is here with a little bit different accent than me, but he's here and we're going to pray together in a little while for the election coming up 6 days from now. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And so that's why I've been ministering so many times this month, going to different places, leading prayer services, praying for the election next Tuesday, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, that light will prevail. Hallelujah. So I'm so thankful that God is at work. And I declare and decree that after next Tuesday, Jesus Christ will still be Lord over America. Amen. I know I've already voted, by the way. I've already sent in my vote. So I know who I've voted for. But regardless of how the election turns out, my trust is still in God. My hope is still in Him. And I am still believing there's another great awakening taking place in America. Hallelujah. And I believe that that we are in the first phase of the next great awakening. Well, I'm excited about all these people getting saved. And, you know, I've been telling, when I'm going out ministering to different churches, I've been telling them what's going on here, and they look at me like I'm not telling the truth. I said, this past week, over 3,000 people have gotten saved. And the people in the church have led over 3,000 people to Jesus. And they just kind of look at me like, are you telling us the truth? So I don't want to be like the pastor that got up and said, I'm telling the truth this time. But I am, and I'm so thankful that my home church is winning people to Jesus. And I'm thankful that God is at work in this nation. And I'm encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. Because I know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person or persons availeth much. And when we pray, we are a force in the earth. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, cloven tongues, the King James Version says, cloven tongues of fire set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. When this sound occurred, the multitude came together. When the sound occurred, they not only heard it in the upper room, but it must have been heard all over the city. So I'm prophesying that God's going to do something in Fort Worth that will not only be heard in the auditorium of Calvary Cathedral in International Fort Worth, Texas, but it'd be heard all over the city. I'm prophesying tonight that there is a sound that's going to be heard not only in this tabernacle, not only in this sanctuary, not only this auditorium, but it will be heard throughout the whole city. And the multitude, when they heard the sound, they took notice. I believe there is a shaking coming. You know, the prophet prophesied years ago that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. The writer of Hebrews, he repeated that word, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I'm prophesying that a lot of churches are going to be shaken to the ground because they are not built on the rock. They're not built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. They're built on some type of philosophy, or some type of promotion or some type of event, but they're not built on the rock. So they'll be shaken down. But there is another group that will not be shaken. Hallelujah. The weak will get weaker, but the strong, I declare by the Holy Ghost tonight, the strong will get stronger. The weak is going to get weaker, and the strong is going to get stronger. Because there is a sound that is going to be made throughout this nation and throughout cities in this nation. And I am talking about a city. I'm not about the revival capital of the world, Fort Worth, Texas. So I declare it's not just going on in this auditorium, the sound I'm talking about, but there is a sound that is going to be heard throughout this city. I declare by the Holy Spirit throughout the Metroplex. It's going to be bigger than Jerry's World. It's going to be bigger than some Megatron. Hallelujah. God is at work, and He is going to show Himself strong. And there is an awakening. I'm prophesying an awakening coming to America. And it's going to happen at church by church by church, city by city by city. People that has been calling on the name of the Lord, reaching out to God, there is a sound coming. The prophet said, I hear a sound. Hallelujah. And the first thing that we do is we don't see it, we hear it. We hear it, and then we see it, and then we begin to speak it, and then we begin to exercise it. We begin to participate. Hallelujah. And there needs to be that anticipation that rises in our heart that God is at work, and what He's doing will not be contained to any specific church, but I believe it can start in a church and spread here and there and everywhere. So I declare by the Holy Ghost that God is doing something extraordinary. Now Jesus had talked about what was going to happen here in Acts chapter 2. In John chapter 7, Jesus gets up and He says, is anybody thirsty? And if anybody's thirsty, let him come and drink. And He was making that announcement in the same city where the noise was about to happen, where the sound was about to occur. So in that same city, He made an announcement. If anybody is thirsty, let him come and drink. And the Bible said He was talking about the Spirit, which had not yet been poured out, but it was about to be poured out. And so Jesus is there in the town square talking about the coming event. I believe that we need to be talking about what God is about to do in the United States of America in response to the prayers of His people. In response to the church or churches that have been praying for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I believe there is a sound coming to Calvary Cathedral, and it's going to be a sound that cannot be ignored. I believe that sound is coming to Fort Worth, Texas. It's a sound that cannot be ignored. And I am filled tonight with anticipation because I see the signs. Hallelujah. I see the signs. I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand that's beginning to expand and enlarge. And we are going to be eyewitnesses of what God is going to do. And so my future does not depend on next Tuesday's election or whenever the election is. My future does not depend upon next Tuesday's election. But my confidence is in Him. And I've been sitting here. I've been sitting here on assignment from God. I'm not talking about the Blues Brothers tonight. I'm talking about I'm on assignment from the Holy Ghost. I could have been born any time in history past. I could have been born any time in history future. But here I am alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2012, on the verge of entering to 2013, but I have tremendous anticipation of what God is doing. And the reason I have such tremendous anticipation is because I'm just seeing all these signs happening. Gene and I were on the move. This weekend we'll be in the Miami, Florida area. Next weekend we'll be in the Los Angeles, California area, from east to west, west to east, representing this church, taking revival out, and telling about what God is doing at Calvary Cathedral. But last week we were in western Oklahoma, and I did not know that I was going to minister to church. First time I'd ever been there. They've been asking me to come for a while. And I did not know that it was not a church that spoke in tongues on Sunday morning. In fact, I guess they didn't speak in tongues at all because they only had Sunday morning services. I said to the pastor, like I always do, what are my boundaries? And because I just want to go in and work with the pastor and be a blessing. And he said, well, just whatever you feel like doing. And so I'm telling you, the service on Saturday night was really hot. And then on Sunday morning, it was like, man, I just stepped into holy ground. And the worship was incredible, the band, the music, the worship, the singing. And the pastor came to me and said, you want to just go ahead and take the service? I said, well, you hadn't received the tithe. You hadn't made any of the announcements. He said, well, we don't have to do that right now. You just, if you're ready, we'll just go for it. I said, okay, I'm ready. So we didn't wait on the announcements. We didn't wait on the tithes being received. We didn't wait on anything else, except I just took the microphone and I got up and I began to speak from John chapter 7. Is anybody thirsty? And I began to talk about the Holy Ghost. And I began to talk. I didn't know that it was not a church that was speaking in tongues. But I began to talk about speaking in tongues. And I talked about when you get saved, you receive the Holy Ghost. And it's when you get saved, you receive the Father God, the Father, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And it's in you. But you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, out of your innermost being, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I talked about how it comes up and it gets on your tongue and you begin to speak in a heavenly language. And I just said, does anybody want to speak in a heavenly language? I didn't know that they were not a church that spoke in tongues. But here they came. In fact, here came, there is a baseball team, a junior college there. Last year, they finished second in the nation. Year before last, they won the national championship. And here comes, with the coach, nearly the whole team. And I got them up on the platform, laying hands on them, speaking in tongues, prophesying over them. Hallelujah, prophesying one of them would be playing in the major leagues. And it was just like, I mean, heaven came down. And the head football coach of this city, the high school football coach, he was there. The athletic director of the high school, he was there. There's an Air Force base there. The assistant commander of the Air Force base is a part of that church. There's a lady that came. I laid hands on her, and she was speaking in tongues. And they said every year for 20 years, she's put on major Christmas productions. She has a dance studio, puts on major Christmas productions every year for the entire city. I was laying hands on her. She was speaking in tongues, and it just got wild. And the Ebrandese Anamashiki bro namo morisiki brike ro rosikete. Hallelujah. And the pastor told me, now we need to be through by 11:30. We're always out by 11:30. But by 12:25, nobody had left. Nobody. They were all still gathering there. And the glory of God was coming. Hallelujah. And the pastor was saying, no, I'm surprised. I thought people were going to walk out when you talked about speaking in tongues, but nobody left. They were coming to the front, receiving the Holy Ghost. And all of these incredible things were happening. And I was prophesying. It was just all, it was wild. It was like it was totally out of control. Which, you know, I love. And they're wondering, when can you come back? And the people are so hungry. And on Facebook, I've been getting these Facebook reports all week about them talking about what God did in their church this past week and what God is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the verge of the greatest outbreak of the Holy Ghost that you or I or our generation has known. And we need to get ready. We need to keep calling for it because people are hungry and thirsty. Jesus said, is anybody thirsty? And there were many people thirsty. In fact, the Bible said it was when the sound came, the multitudes came. It was noised abroad. I declare the Holy Ghost is being poured out in this house and the Holy Ghost is being poured out in this city. I hear the sound of a rushing mighty wind that is going to fill this nation. And I am ready. Is anybody thirsty? If you are, you need to get on your feet and you need to shout with me tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody help me shout. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all come down and help me pray tonight. Let's pray a while. Is anybody thirsty? Is anybody is anybody thirsty? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Banda tia sera broku. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kiboshika mamandore. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I'm thankful we're getting people saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They don't have to understand it. They just have to be ready to receive it. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, fill this house with your Holy Ghost power. Fill our neighborhoods. Hallelujah. 6 years ago when Gene and I moved into our neighborhood, the Lord has put my heart away to witness to people. Because when somebody moves into our neighborhood new, then I go to them. And I say, I want to welcome you to our neighborhood. Now you can do this. Well, to welcome you into our neighborhood. And most people say, oh, that's wonderful. Because, I mean, they're new and they're thankful that somebody's welcoming into the neighborhood. So just look out for somebody to move into your neighborhood. And then you just ask if they know the Lord. You can witness to them. And get right with God right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's contagious when you start winning souls, doesn't it? I'm excited. I'm excited. Passion. Lord, fill us with the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody say, Lord, fill me up tonight. Fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. I love to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Sunday morning, I was laying hands on people. That's what they said in the New Testament. We just say, are you ready to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Just lay hands on them and don't speak in English. Hallelujah. Just lay hands on them and speak, but just don't speak in English. And it's going to sound real strange to begin. You may only have two or three words or one sentence, but just say it. It just starts breaking out. And I mean, it's just hallelujah. Say something, but don't say English. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost just rises right up. Hallelujah. Lord, let this be a Holy Ghost church. People speaking in tongues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm just, where I'm going, I'm just saying, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Anybody here not received the Holy Ghost? You don't speak in tongues? You like speaking in tongues? You like to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Anybody? I'm looking from the north, south, and east and west. Anybody? Is everybody speaking in tongues here tonight? You say, do I have to? No. You get to. Hallelujah. You get to. It's wonderful. It's bodacious. It's outrageous. Hallelujah. So what is the buzz phrase? We're getting radical for God. Radical for God. Somebody says, what are you talking about tonight? Radical for God, part two. Next Wednesday night will be Radical for God, part three. Hallelujah. 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 And that means that every time we add a part, that means we get more radical. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. 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 And what was wonderful about Sunday was some Church of Christ people there, and they were speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. It's one thing to get the Baptist filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, but when the Church of Christ starts speaking in tongues, you're making a little more progress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, send a rushing mighty wind into this house, into this city, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a sound that will come out of this house. Let there be a sound in this city that will attract people from nations of the world to Fort Worth, Texas. Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray in the Holy Ghost a while tonight. Mana mando. Mana mando de brisera brieta. Would you like to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Speaking in tongues. It's really neat. Are you ready? Okay, get on the first step there. What is your name? Huh? What's your first name? Caden? You look like a champion to me. 2007 East Division Champions. Hallelujah. All right, Hayden, here we go. You ready to speak in tongues? You ready to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Lift your hands. Both of them. Say, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. Or I'm going to lay hands on you. Or it's just going to come right up. You're just going to speak in tongues. Are you ready? I'm going to lay hands on you. I ask you to baptize Hayden with the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Speak it out now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, close your eyes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, baptize Hayden with the Holy Ghost. Speak it out. Speak. Just close your eyes and speak in tongues. Your own prayer language. Say it loud. Hallelujah. Say it, Hayden. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say it. Say it. That's it. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's quite simple now. Glory to God. When I received the Holy Ghost, I just had maybe three or four words. I just kept saying those. I went to my room that night and I kept saying it. But the next morning I had more. I was saying more. Mandoratna. And more and more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Revival. Revive us again, O Lord. Revive us again, O God. Revive us again, Lord. Hallelujah. Stir and shake this city. Hallelujah. 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 Souls to be saved. People to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Baptized in water in the name of Jesus. Signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm prophesying, here's what is going to happen. That we just get to service, church, and we just begin to announce what God is doing. Over here, somebody is crippled. They're getting up and walking. Hallelujah. There's a whole group of people speaking in tongues, being baptized right over here. And up in the balcony, there's someone that cannot hear in either one of your ears, and you're hearing now. Oh, there's a person back over here that's blind. I see the eyes being opened now, and just all kinds of signs and wonders and miracles happen, and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we forget about our 11:30 cutoff time. Hallelujah. Now, they eventually did receive the tithes and offerings. Glory to God. They eventually, I guess, made their announcements. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they forgot the order, except there was a stirring and a shaking. A stirring and a shaking. Ramanda. God is shaking. He's shaking things down, but those things that cannot be shaken are coming up. Hallelujah. The weak are getting weaker and the strong are getting stronger. Hallelujah. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'll do a new thing. God's always up to something new. So if we could just have a rehearsal of what we had years ago. No. It's bigger and better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bigger and better than that. Better than 90. Better than 93. Better than 94. Huh? Hallelujah. It's better than it was downtown. I mean, we're uptown now. Hallelujah. Well, if we could just recapture what happened downtown. Oh, no. No. We're uptown now. We're on Interstate 35. We're not on 5th Street. Huh? We're on Interstate 35. I mean, cars are going by all the time. Hallelujah. We're uptown. Remember not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. He said, I'm doing something new now. God's up to something new. Those were the warm-up days. Hallelujah. Because there's a shaking going on. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. I'm not waiting for the outcome of next Tuesday's election. Not waiting for the outcome. I already see what's happening. And the main event is not next Tuesday's election. I've already voted. The main event is not next Tuesday's election. The main event is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon this nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout with me. But, however, we are going to pray for the election next Tuesday. Hallelujah. And I'm going to have another Dale to come here. The Dale from down under, from the Gold Coast, Pastor Dale Smith. He's going to come and lead us in prayer in just a moment for our nation. But I want us to, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Are you ready? We ask, Lord, that you give us a president who is a committed Christian, a person of integrity, one who stands for moral issues as well as economic issues, a man who is not afraid to stand up for what's right in the face of opposition, a righteous man, a person of wisdom, a man of prayer, who will seek your guidance, Jehovah God, a man who will be a voice for those who do not have a voice, one who will protect the rights of unborn children, a man who will declare that marriage is only between one man and one woman. We pray for a president who will seek wise counsel, one who believes in a strong military to keep us safe at home and abroad, a man of strong convictions. We pray for a man who will nominate strong men and women of character to the Supreme Court, those who will uphold the Constitution of the United States, one who will stand with and defend Israel. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, come on, Pastor Dale. You lead us in prayer for next Tuesday's election. When I get back here next Wednesday night, the election will have happened. Possibly. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Hey, I just got one scripture, Dale, as you were prophesying over Fort Worth and also of what was going to happen here, the word I got was that the time is at hand. I just got that scripture from Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Blessed is he that readeth and heareth. Yes. And so we've heard the prophet speak tonight. And hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things. So we've got to keep and hold on to it, which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2 said there is a left and a right. There's a spirit of the left and there's a spirit of the right. Oh, and that spirit of the left is trying to take over this world. And we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, spirit of the left, we speak to you tonight and you're not going to take hold of this nation. You are not going to take hold of this nation of America. We say America is a righteous nation. Oh, and Lord, you say that you uphold the righteous as your right hand. Oh, so thank you, Lord, that America is part of your right hand. It is a righteous nation. We declare that tonight, Lord. Oh, we uphold this nation as your right hand. Oh, we declare it tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Oh, this nation is exalted, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. It is lifted up high, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. This nation is above and not beneath, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this pivotal time next Tuesday, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you touch the hearts of your people, Lord. You move throughout this nation, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, that this nation is turning towards you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, and I declare that on Tuesday, the spirit of the left will not operate. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, to speak to people, Lord. Speak to people on that day, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the booth boxes, Lord. Just speak to them, Lord. Direct their path, Lord. Oh, that they will see the path of the light, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You ordained United States of America when it was birthed as a nation, Lord. Oh, you had it in your palm of your hand for a purpose in the world, Lord. And I thank you, Father, you have not forgotten that, Lord. Father, oh, it is still there, Lord. We thank you, Father, that America has an assignment in this world, Lord. We thank you, Father, and that assignment will be accomplished, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just speak light. Light, light being shone right through this nation, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where darkness is dispelled and light, your light going forth, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a shift, Lord, happening. There's a turning happening, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shahandanama. Oh, Mahandanama. Shuhu Mahandanama. Oh, Mahandanama. Shuhu hu hu. Yanama. Shuhu Mahandanama. Oh, Mahandanama. Shuhu hu hu. Oh, Yanama. Shahandanama. Oh, Yanama. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Yahandanama. Oh, Shahandanama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, ha 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 ha. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, the Bible says that when there is righteous in leadership, the people rejoice. Oh, the people are happy. Oh, and so where the opposite is, the people mourn. Oh, and I want to declare that we have a righteous government. Amen. We have righteous people in leadership. Oh, and so we're declaring that. So we should be rejoicing now. Amen. We should be happy now. Oh, we're in faith. We're declaring that tonight. So, Father, we thank you, Father. We're rejoicing, Lord. We are rejoicing, Lord. Oh, as if we have already got it, Lord. Oh, oh, we are rejoicing, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the time is at hand. The time is at hand. Time is at hand. Oh, oh, we just had in Australia, just I think 4 weeks ago, a gay marriage bill put towards in our parliament. We've got a different sort of structure, but it was defeated 96 votes to 42. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. Oh, so, hallelujah. Praise God. So, light is prevailing, you know. So this is a battle that's happening worldwide. Amen. This left spirit is trying to come in worldwide, but it's not going to happen. Oh, God's people are standing up in this time. Amen. And we're awakened. We're awake. We're alert. We're waking up to the enemy's devices. And we're not standing for it. Ooh. Amen. Praise God. We had a situation where our country was, even the federal and the states were all left. And then in March of this year, our state that was been left for 20 years is now conservative. We got 89 seats in our parliament, and 80 out of the 89 are conservative members. 80 out of 89. And one third of them are Christians. Isn't that good? Ooh. So there's a stirring happening. You know, you're seeing things, and we're seeing things too. We can see that cloud. You know, we can see it. So hang on to it. Declare it. Speak the words of the prophet. We can see that cloud. Amen. There might have been some dark, you know, darkness over the last decade, but we can see that cloud happening now. Amen. I'm excited. Ooh. Thank you, Dale.
Lord Dale agrees with Dale that revival will not only sweep across America, but Australia. Our friends down under. Hallelujah. There'll be a simultaneous outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Same thing, same thing, same thing. Hallelujah, for two is better than one. Glory to God. And so I set myself in agreement, the two Dales, one America, one Australia, the two A's. Hallelujah. Outpouring of the Holy Ghost in America and Australia. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe God. Let's praise Him. Can we do it? Hallelujah. Before we go tonight, I want us to pray. Thank you so much, Dale. Wow, that's great. Great. I'm so thankful you came to America to help us pray. I want us to pray for those on the East Coast. I have friends on the East Coast. I've been in contact with them. And, you know, 20-some-odd states in America has been affected. Somebody says, what does all of this mean? Well, it means that we cannot trust in temporal things. You know, the governor of New Jersey said, I mean, the very place I grew up and all my family had the reunions, everything is gone. Huh? It's all gone. And so we must understand tonight that we cannot trust in temporal things. We can enjoy some things as we go along, but we cannot trust in temporal things. And there is a shaking in America. There's a stirring in America. And I've been prophesying for some time that revival's starting on the East Coast. They're going to move from east to west. So I believe this could be a sign of what God is doing. The winds are blowing out of the east to the west. Hallelujah. I believe that God is at work. And He's letting us know that we cannot trust, we cannot put our confidence in the temporal things of this life. But our confidence must be in Him. And let's pray tonight. Father, I pray a stirring on the East Coast tonight. People will turn to You. I pray for the people that's lost their family members, lost their homes, lost their businesses. They've lost things. I pray for them tonight. Many of them in the hospital, many of them grieving. We intercede for our fellow Americans to the East in Jesus' name. But Lord, would You use this occasion to let people know that they need You, God. That our confidence is not in our stuff, but our confidence is only in You tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, send revival, send a spiritual awakening across America tonight. From east to west, north to south, coast to coast, shore to shore, Jesus. We believe God. We believe God in the name of Jesus. And we bind every power of darkness would come to try to overrun our nation. We declare that this nation belongs to God. We bind everything the enemy has planned surrounding these elections in the name of Jesus that would stymie, that would be a stalwart, that would create havoc. We bind all of those spirits of destruction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May You be high and lifted up in this nation, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we praise Him? Hallelujah. Can we praise Him for that tonight? Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that You cover these elections with the blood of Jesus. Assign guardian angels to encamp around about our nation. And may righteousness prevail in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that during these next 6 days that Lord intercessors will get in their prayer closets and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll only have two more public meetings here, but Lord, I know that people are going to get in their prayer closets, Christians all across America, calling on the name of Jesus. And we've got people from other nations like Australia that are helping us pray. Thank You, Jesus. Let's thank God for what He's doing in our nation. Can we do it? Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Hallelujah. If you'd like to sow a seed into Gene and I's ministry, what God is doing in our lives, helping us take the prayer message.